Welcome to the Safety Third Podcast. Something's different. Something feels different.
Something amazing has happened. There's an energy.
Did you guys? No. Did you switch places from the last episode?
Oh, yeah, but it's been 1 week. Of course we're going to switch places.
Yeah, it's been exactly 1 week. I don't remember where we were. That's why we're wearing the same clothes, because we're on the 1 week clothing rotation where we wear this every whatever day it is.
Yes.
Whenever this comes out. Yeah.
It's a continuity thing.
The year.
It's not a saving money by doing it all at once
thing. Yes, correct. Yeah. It is. This is in real time.
Does it make it less exciting knowing that some of these episodes are recorded in the same day? I think the answer is yes. If I was the audience and I learned it wasn't recorded the morning,
you'd be like way less excited.
I would be like, this show sucks. Honestly, if I listened to this though, I would probably still say this show sucks no matter how they recorded
it. For different reasons though.
Yes. It's because it sucks.
But not this one. This is the one good show I think we'll ever do.
We made a huge mistake. We did lose it. We lost the bugs. Are we at 15 seconds? How far are we into this?
Yeah, are we allowed to say
okay,
this
so
now?
We can say. Okay. We lost the bugs life.
Wait, if you have
flesh
kids, you can't hear this word.
If you're under the age of 13?
18? 13?
What rating is Bugs Life?
This is probably a PG.
Oh, I think Bugs Life is G.
Okay,
I
would say if you're under the age of 5 years old, turn this episode of the podcast off.
If you're still letting your kids watch at this point, you know what's coming. You.
If you are under the age of five, there's so many better things.
If you're younger than probably seven, it's probably okay. But if you're between seven and like 13, it's probably.
Oh, there's an age under which you won't even know what's going on. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like.
It's like you just think mom and dad are fighting.
How much money would it cost to send an episode to the movie rating board?
Oh, I don't know if any amount of money does that.
Oh, is it?
I don't know how that works, but I don't think we can just do it.
Is it just sort of kind of like a bullshit sort of thing?
Have ratings?
Well, because that board is always like, the whole point of it is like, it's secret, it's anonymous, and they're like not, I think, directly connected to the movie industry necessarily.
That
so it's like
sounds like a lie.
A shadowy board of rotating. No one knows who's on that.
That sounds exactly the kind of thing you'd want for a rating system not connected to the industry. We don't know who they are, and we don't know how they make money.
I guess, I don't know, has anyone actually tried to find them? It might not be that hard.
I know that. I feel like the only story I know about it, or like the origin of it, is kind of BS. Like, it was sort of just like arbitrary.
Yeah.
But then it was Team America World Police by Matt and Trey Parker.
Yeah.
Where they knew they were going to get absolutely railed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they injected so much horrible stuff.
Right.
To make it nearly impossible for them to like tell them to delete the entire movie.
Right.
And so I think there's like some horrible, horrible puppet sex. I mean, I know
it's
there's
like
some
an
horrible
extra on the DVD. Yeah, the NC-17 cut.
Apparently it used to be way longer. And so if they tell you to cut the whole thing out, it's like removing a significant portion of the movie. And so they tell you to cut it down. But if it's like a 6 minute puppet sex scene, I mean, cutting it in half is great.
I feel like you've done the exact same thing. You know what? I can't give away our secrets.
They're always going to complain about something. So if you give them a lot of things to complain about, then when you compromise, you get some of the stuff you wanted in. So what you do is you fluff out some of the bad things.
I've done similar things like for a video sponsorship. If it's coming up to the due date and I'm really late, I'll just kind of like submit something, maybe with an error or two in it.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I might get another like day or two while they like really stew over these two little details.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite move of like putting a typo in like the link
URL
or whatever.
Oh, and then buying that domain and linking to porn.
Exactly. It works every time.
Hello. Frosh?
Hello, Frosh.
Hell Fresh.
Hey, HellFresh.com, where we've got all of the Bugs Life fleshlight porn that you could ever possibly want.
Yes.
Please don't watch this if you're if you're under the age of five or over
the age
of
18.
Three or
wait. Anyways, in this episode, we're going to open the homemade Bug's Life flashlight sent to us by General Hugo, or Ugo. I don't know how you say your name.
Ugo?
No, I don't know. And we lost it. We lost the box.
A little bit,
We went up to the Cerro Gordo silver mine. We brought it with us. And then it got, at some point, taken out of the car. And it was put in, it was in the garage under the table.
With my grenades.
Right. Next to your grenades.
Yeah, because we were originally planning on unboxing this in the mine.
Yes.
And then we just didn't.
We decided there were better things to do in the mine. I think we were going to try to record like two episodes.
Yeah.
Because we do the, you know, to do the thing where you record them not the morning of. And we just never had the time to do it.
Oh, wait, what is today's date?
Today is March 9th.
Today's March 9th. March,
when will this come out?
It's a Yeah, it's a beautiful
mark. Today is March 9th.
Dude, yeah.
Today is March 9th.
It doesn't even matter. I just like, I don't have a schedule. I do everything last minute. That's like with the guy with the tree trimmer. I just was like, okay.
Wait, did you believe that today day is actually March 9th?
I actually did, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard
it
to
is
believe.
Literally February 15th right now, and Will's believe that it was March 9th.
No, today is March 9th, and we've shot down the 456th Chinese balloon, and Ohio is still on fire.
Oh, my God.
Actually, another train crashed there.
I thought Ohio was
if
always
another
on
one
fire.
Does, that's going to be fucked that you made that happen by saying
oh God,
it just
I
now.
I really hope it doesn't.
It was like Jay Schlatt on Twitter kept saying that the queen the was going to die.
You're gonna be right eventually.
And then like he's in the UK and he's like, I swear I had nothing to do with this.
Should we crack her open? This episode for you audio listeners. We're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to make you sound. You're going to hear what it
is. Yeah,
we're
going to have a very descriptive.
We'll try our best, but some of these clips, you're just going to have to, you're just going to have to look at the video portion. We could put a link, right? A category. So you don't have to listen to this crap twice.
That's okay. I think the retention graph will be like, you'll see.
It's going to spike here and it's going to be like a probably 3,000%. People watched it on average 30 times.
Yeah. I mean, I would. This is one of the only times. I mean, I think.
This is one of the coolest things that we've gotten as a podcast.
Other than the extra of the Pikachu rat thing. Which is like over there now.
I mean, people don't send us stuff. This is like the first time somebody's sent us like.
This is exciting. Third.
How long do you think we can drag it up before opening it?
Oh, God.
I'm working
minutes,
on it. I'm really trying.
Minutes.
Do you want me to do my Donut Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. No, I can't do it. No.
That was really good.
I need Pikachu. Wait, was it Donut Joe? This is my, hey, this is my pet shop. I'm Donut Joe.
Where are you from? Yes, and it's raining frogs.
Wait, why did it say live animals?
Kevin put that on there. Oh, yeah, we were showing it to the wood chipper guy, and so he wanted him to think it was a real living Pikachu. It didn't work.
Do you want to hear my interdimensional cable
yeah,
idea?
Yeah.
It's a commercial. Hi, do you need teeth right now? Well, this is Joe Donut from Immediate Teeth, and we got teeth for you right now. That's all I got.
If you make Rick and Morty, hire Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. You should be the new Rick and Morty.
Immediate teeth.
Gee, Rick. I'm Morty. I'm Rick. It's hard to keep track, but I'm Rick, and you're Morty.
Ooh, do Pickle Rick.
Hey, I'm Pickle Rick.
That was really good. I'll do it, but I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay. You have great teeth.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Oh, it's
now,
like I'm
now
in
do,
the same
now
room.
Do Pickle Rick with new teeth.
I'm Pickle Rick with new teeth.
Wow, I'm sold. This could be you if you just sign up for Immediate Teeth now. That's an actual billboard in Florida. It says Immediate Teeth!
What?
Exclamation point. Yeah.
Immediate
teeth?
Immediate teeth. Wait.
Florida is interdimensional cable.
Teeth now,
because I've noticed that in like Texas the billboards, like over half of them are about like accident lawyers, like you've been run over by a truck literally
and still alive.
I think like in Houston it seems like their economy is run mostly by people like making lawsuits for being in accidents.
That
I
is,
don't really know how
wow.
it works, but
so that is the most American
so Florida,
thing
Texas.
I've ever heard.
Yeah. They don't do that in Florida. You
oh they
have,
do
like,
yeah
oh, okay
yeah we yeah there's a whole TV show called Siesta Key. It's a guy, he's an accident lawyer, and
oh
he,
I think
he bought the show for his kids basically.
Oh,
that's really
1-800-ASK-GARY.
Cursed.
My neck, my back, my car just got smacked. Call 1-800-ASK-GARY.
That's awesome.
That's got to be copyright, like a violation
a
of
parody,
a
parody, right?
For marketing.
Oh,
I think that's pushing buttons because it's not
we'll
like
see. It's we'll like see if they copyright this video.
Hey, I mean, we're giving them promotion right now. That's free.
But we're also saying that it was bad.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess no publicity is bad publicity. Yeah. So. Damn it.
God.
All right, I feel like if we drag this any longer, people are going to kill us.
Yeah, crack open this bad boy.
All right.
This is just cracking them. Open a fleshlight with the boys.
Watch out for Heimlich. Or Heinrich? Heimlich?
I think it's Heimlich.
Stick the knife all the way in.
Yeah, yeah.
Precious cargo.
All right, Heimlich, show us what you got.
This is the most excited I've ever been to open a box.
Holy all right, shit. Heimlich, you got to play like some music. Do we have any epic music we can play?
We
like,
have a...
or I can do.
The Halo section.
Oh, it's just more bubble wrap.
Okay, here we go. We have a letter here.
Oh my god. Okay. I love how this is like, it's being masked.
Alright, here we go. We've got a letter. Says, "Hey Alan, I just wanted to thank you. You are the guy who got me into both science and YouTube."
Aww. Just Alan?
Yeah. Well, he sent it to my address. Oh, okay. We're opening up on the podcast.
Your real actual address.
Science? Yeah. That was, let me point out that I gave this person my real
this is
actual,
for you.
This is not a P.O. box. This is my house. He knows where I live. Which, I mean, worth it. I watched your adventures on Mythbusters as a kid, and now I'm sending you a fleshlight as an adult. Crazy how the world works.
Oh my god, that's a...
This is the most inspirational letter I've ever read. "Without your videos, I never would have found my calling on YouTube either, so thank you for inspiring me and others to get out there and make abominations. Also, please ignore the instructions printed on the handle. Under no circumstances should you fuck the caterpillar. Okay, cool, bye now." This is incredible.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
What a trip.
So it's very well packaged. I feel we're going to have to be surgical because there's a lot of tape on here and we don't want to.
Don't hit the. This is.
There's only one way we're.
Watch
there's only
out for
one way we're breaking.
The ticklers have to be intact.
I can kind of see him. It's almost like he's mosaiced already in real life. The universe won't allow this to be shown.
There's only one way we're allowed to break him, and it's not with a knife. All right, Heimlich. We're going to free you from your plastic cocoon.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Thank you so much, General Hugo.
Yeah.
This is the only good podcast I think we've ever done.
See, this is why we're number 11. 11, 12.
12. By the time this comes out, we'll be number 15. Yeah.
But when this comes out, we'll be at number 1.
Which is March 9th, which is today.
Yeah. Also, General Hugo won a contest on my Discord where he had to like build like a science-themed Christmas thing.
This guy's everywhere.
Yeah, and he won it. He did a good job. Good job, buddy.
Hell you think Neil deGrasse Tyson opens Bug's Life Fleshlights on
his
podcast?
No, he would never.
No. He doesn't have the...
Oh, I can see him. I can see... The ticklers!
It's coming out. He's coming out of the cocoon.
It's a big, beautiful boy.
He's coming out of the cocoon.
This is actually like a really like awesome kind of metaphor for what
for the movie.
Kind of,
yeah.
So like it kind of like will slowly wiggle its way out.
This is like General Hugo. Unfurl your wings, fleshlight.
This is you, General Hugo. This is you being born into
unfurl
the world of YouTube and science.
Unfurl your wings and fly!
No.
Let's get it. Wait. Oh my God! Look at that purdy mouth.
Wow.
Wait, let me get my finger.
For you audio listeners, it's
this bad boy.
It's Heimlich from Bug's Life, the movie, but he's made out of rubber and his little tiny mouth that's hollow, and he's got these little ticklers on him. And then the
oh my god, the instructions. It's got an embossed 3D printed label that simply says
no, you have to read it yourself.
Read it yourself, audience. Literally.
So it's got Heimlich on the front and on the top.
So it's oriented
it's
the right way so that you can read the instructions while you're doing the instructions.
But he said not to. I'm getting mixed messages here.
Yeah, it's a little... Oh, God, he's loose in there. What is going on?
What's inside?
I think that this is... What is that, like silicone or
something?
Yeah,
he might have done that like fast curing silicone trick.
How is it? How did they make that shape?
These little ticklers.
It's because wow,
those
like,
are really good ticklers. Come on, let him out of the cocoon a little bit.
He's got like grippers on the side.
Oh my god, you're right.
Holy
crap. It looks like the whole thing is 3D printed, but then like painted.
I love just the whole, you know, you inspire me to make videos, and then like, or you inspire me to like become a maker, engineer, or scientist, and then this is what they're making.
It was,
so it looks like he 3D printed a mold and filled it with silicone. You can see the lines on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I watched your adventures on Mythbusters as a kid, and now I'm sending you a fleshlight as an adult. Crazy how the world works. That is, I don't even know. I'm speechless. This
I bet you Adam Savage has never gotten a
Adam Savage
fleshlight in the mail.
Kiss our fucking
he can
fleshlight.
Kiss Heimlich. You can kiss Heimlich right on the mouth, Adam.
What is on the back there? Oh, General Hugo. Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the nicest. I mean, anything. This is one of the nicest things ever that has
like,
ever been sent.
You know how there's the Emmys? I feel like there's the Heimlich.
Oh,
I think we won
the Heimlichs.
The Heimlichs.
The Heimlichs.
Get in here. So
we still,
the
clam
like,
chowder is still down here. We could feed him some clam
yeah.
chowder.
I mean, so I can see like striations on the caterpillar face itself. I think he may have 3D printed a mold.
Mm-hmm.
And then filled it with like one of, like an instant silicone sort of thing or a curing silicone.
How do you clean it?
Oh, you don't need to clean. Why would you? If you're only using it for yourself, it's mouth is extremely tight. I will say that. I don't know what that implies about what he thought about our
usage
of it. Because I can hardly fit a pinky in there.
I tried claiming it for all of safety third, but I forgot this is you.
Wow, I love the way he looks into my eyes. I feel like it's like it kind of like feels like it wants to be pulled out.
You think there's like a, it's just a solid, oh! That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
It's like stirring a pot of macaroni.
That's exact, macaroni in a pot. That's a Heimlich.
All right, he's coming out of his.
He's coming out of his fleshlight.
This feels more like an extra than an actual podcast. Wow, he's thick.
Whoa!
Oh my God. Oh.
Whoa!
Okay, so that's
a suck. You can. This is like a candle holder, dude. You can stick a candle
in his mouth.
Just
a
like
birthday
the,
candle.
And the wax just slowly drips down his face.
It's okay. He likes it.
What's
I
wrong
mean,
with you?
The hole does go all the way through. It's just really small.
So is this hot glue, General Hugo? Your craftsmanship is a solid like 4 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Well, that's the part that disturbs me is some parts of it are 10 out of 10 and some parts of it are like 4 out of 10.
To be fair, like silicone doesn't stick to anything. How are you supposed to get it
to
in
be
there?
Fair, he's very young and barely an adult.
get that.
Oh, what
can
have
you,
we
can you blow it up?
What have we done?
The compressed air gun?
Well, he's way too thick. Yeah, but look at that.
Oh, he's biting you.
Wow, he's a gripper.
That's how tight he is. He's very tight.
Did he fill the whole thing up with silicone? It feels like it's too.
No, that's like, I think it's its own like 3D printed mold that he made.
Yeah, he like pulled it out and then put it in here.
I love that he just filled it up with hot glue.
And then painted
and
over
just painted
it.
Like it
that's the landlord special, dude. Right. Oh, so you got it because it goes all the way through. It's a through hole. So you got to like.
Okay, I got to plug it.
Yeah, put some oil.
If
in
we
the
can't
bottom.
Get it, editor, just add like a sound. You're going to break your finger. Yeah. All right, ready? You can use them as a straw in your drink.
It's a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, you put it in both ends and it won't let go.
If anybody listening or watching to this would like to send us something.
Quiet on set.
There you go. There's a little pop there. It's a little bit. This is amazing.
Man, I feel
get,
like.
Get him back in there now.
Go back in there. Come on, Heimlich. You can do it. Oh, he's thick. He's too thick for this. Wow. He wants to go back into the cocoon, but damn.
Yeah, why'd you add the hot glue?
I'm slowly working him in.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
Oh,
he's done this before. Man, this thing's going to be a nightmare to clean, which is why we're not going to
try him out for real.
should get the staple gun or the nail gun and put them on the wall right now.
I've got duct tape. I'll make a shelf.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got...
Is this shelf more respectful than a nail gun?
A little bit. I think a little bit, yeah.
Wow. You know, some of my old coworkers watch this podcast.
They're going to be so jealous.
They used to do special effects, too, so this will be extra impressive to them.
Because, like, the feelers had to have been... The whole thing had to have been one piece.
Yeah, you think he did it all in one?
It had to have been.
But all the pain is just flaking out.
Because, like, how else... Because, like, once the silicone's cured, I don't know if there's a good way to attach silicone to silicone, especially if they're, like, sticking out like that.
I think you can use more silicone, right?
No. Can you?
I don't know.
You see, like, a little... I think it might have been...
About silicone. No, you can't.
You can't.
Silicone sticks to itself, yeah.
Okay. So maybe that was how they adhere the antennas
That's
off.
How I did the cat paw stamp.
Oh,
I did the silicone stamp, and then I essentially poured silicone in the handle and then put it on top.
I see.
So did... At least it sticks well enough. No, it does stick.
I'm going to put this right here for now.
Wow. You want to warm it up?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. How does it make you feel knowing that you've inspired people to build stuff?
Honestly, this is like... I can't even describe it. Like, the fact that... I mean, yeah, it's kind of like... a terrible, awful, disgusting abomination. But, like, you know, what else was that guy gonna do?
I love that Mark Rober is, like, inspiring kids to build little, like, machines and traps. And people are, look at this flashlight I made. I honestly don't think I want to be anywhere else.
I guarantee you that this guy, he's gonna go on to, like, invent some kind of, like, medical, like, stent for heart arteries.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be based off of this design. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna save a million people's lives.
Yes, and they're gonna have no idea that the genius of his medical invention stemmed from one of these fairy moments.
I just think it's like it's like the just having an idea, even a really god awful one,
following through
and then doing it like that. This
the ultimate badassery. If you have an idea and you don't do it, you suck. Do your ideas.
Yes.
No
Even
matter how dumb, especially
worst,
the dumber.
Bad ideas.
Those are the best ones.
Yes.
Every single time, those are the best ideas. The dumber the idea, the better the idea.
You know what that means? Nobody's probably done it before because they thought it was too dumb, but guess what?
Guess what? It wasn't. This was the greatest idea ever. I honestly hope that you can surpass this, but I think you. I don't think you ever will, General Hugo.
I hope you can put this on your resume.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is
no, this is more of a portfolio.
Yeah.
Cover sheet.
Definitely.
Skills include silicon mold making. Look at that. Include 3D printing, marketing. Yeah, that's job worthy right there.
Yeah, what is that on the side? These like
grippers.
Asterisk. Is that what they are?
I think so.
Liberty,
can you look up what the side?
You've seen a couple of these in your day, right? Why are you laughing?
That laughing is a yes laughing.
Are these grippers on the side?
I would imagine so.
Okay.
That means so we'll take that as they are.
That's amazing. Yeah, they really do fit like finger to thumb. That really is like where that goes.
That sound.
For the audio listeners at home, just in case you can't see what's going on, this is all you need to know is the sound.
That's a solid sound.
That's what it sounds like when I run really fast.
When it's really hot out.
Yeah.
Really sweaty. That's not a thing we should be embarrassed about, right?
No.
Like the fact that, you know, if it's really hot out and, you know, your body regulates itself in certain ways.
And so when you're running and your arms are slapping against your chest.
Oh, your arms. Okay. I was thinking of something else.
You're sick, Alan.
Sometimes it's hot outside and you're like, you're walking downstairs.
Dude, we were in Japan. I literally had to go buy different underwear. It was so bad. I had to buy the longest underwear I could find. My legs, I was like the worst shredded inner thigh I've ever experienced in my life. It was so bad.
Just moist and like wet and gross.
It was just like I don't know how to describe just like that like irritated rash.
like a chafing.
Like chafing rash, maybe? I don't know what diaper rash is, but I imagine it's like what diaper. Like diaper. Yeah, like kind of like bed sores. Like, it was so bad. And we had to do so much walking. I was like, I literally, in a subway station, like in one of the underground malls, I bought a pack of underwear. I would have paid anything for them at this point too. I'm so glad I didn't tell them because they could have charged me whatever. And I went into the bathroom and changed. Like it was like literally, I cannot go any further. I need.
That's incredible.
And that's how I know what it sounds like.
How's that? Oh, you're going all out on that shelf, Kevin. That's like a real shelf.
I'm not sure the duct tape's going to stick to steel so well.
Yeah, especially greasy, rusty steel that's got real rust and real grease and is made of real metal on it.
For the audio listeners right now, Kevin is taping a cardboard shelf to the side of our steel dumpster so that we can display proudly Heimlich, the Bug's Life fleshlight.
This is the centerpiece. That's you go.
It. We're going to come back tomorrow and it's going to be on the ground. Yeah.
The lighting.
It's so dramatic.
He's underlit. Holy. I don't know if any of the cameras can actually get that angle, but right now he's got the most dramatic lighting on his face.
Should I try to shake him out a little bit more?
He likes it in there.
Okay.
This is probably the most evil fleshlight I've ever seen. And I've not seen very many. We saw one at Target. Target was selling this stuff for a while. Are they still doing it? Remember that? The Target brand one?
I saw them.
I think they probably do.
If they can do it, we can do it.
Yes. Exactly. Oh.
How much do you think people would pay for these things?
I don't know. Probably not
$5,000?
I think we could. There's at least one person that would pay that much.
And that's who you don't want to have it either.
Everyone's got a price, Kevin. Even us. And it's not very high. I think I would just be more flattered.
I feel complete now. I feel whole.
Man, there's a bunch of, I feel like, weird ideas that we've talked about that I'm not sure how deep into this we want to go to. Remember some of the ideas?
Oh, the molds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea. Somebody's done this before, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like some German heavy metal band kind of did this.
Okay.
They released a box set of like all their music and a cast of every member's
schlong.
Yeah, they didn't say whose it was, but they like, you know.
Should we do that?
As long as you don't know whose is whose.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been talking about this idea.
Yeah, we talked about it, I think. We can talk about it again.
We talked about it.
Oh, we talked about it already?
Two weeks ago, I think.
On March 8th.
Oh, yeah.
What comes before March? February.
February 20-something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that morning very vividly.
2 weeks ago.
It was a cold
morning. I thought we talked about
that
after the podcast. It was during?
No, I think it was during, because I remember thinking, why do we talk about this crap on the podcast? I think that, I mean, the damage is already done. We might as well just go into it, right?
Okay, yeah. You mean the anonymous dick mold wall?
No.
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 The internal molds of a fleshlight being like different vegetables or fruits.
Oh, okay. Wait, what was that?
It was which vegetable? This is actually not my idea, but it was iDubbbz's idea. But he hasn't. Okay. I don't think he's ever going to do it.
Okay.
And if he does, this is just free advertising for it. It's which like vegetable is the most
fuckable.
Yeah.
So it's the hollowed out.
Yes, it's the negative shape of like a carrot or an eggplant.
You're not fucking the inside of a carrot. You're fucking the outside of a carrot.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other idea was to then take a mold of like someone's actual junk and then use that as the internal cavity.
Oh, okay.
So there's this channel, and I don't know the name of it. I could probably find it, and it is one of the funniest YouTube channels I have ever seen, and I don't think he means for it to be this funny.
Oh God, that's
it's this guy that reviews sex toys.
Oh, I think you've shown me that.
I think I have, and it's so obscene, it's so ridiculous that it's like this can't be real, but it's so far beyond that like it can literally only be real
because he test drives all of them, right?
So he talks about it, he looks at them, he's such a professional, he's super serious, And then he uses them, but you can't show that. So he just turns the video off.
Does he like record data points?
No, it's just audio. Like, it's just audio.
Yeah. Oh, it's just audio.
It's so disturbing and funny.
Wait, does he like commentate during when he's like, oh, this feels very good. And it's shaped just like a celebrity's penis.
Yes,
but
it is so funny to go through these. And it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you basically have to watch one because it's such like a emotional roller coaster. It's like, for me, like, why would you ever publicize your sort of, you know, weird hobby like this?
But he says does. The man who publicizes we his weird hobby.
Yeah, but not I mean, is it the same? Are we on the same?
I think it's you're looking at a like a Batman Joker situation here, I think, where you're pretty much the same thing just on the other side of the coin.
Okay.
I think so.
I've never turned the camera
you
off.
You also just reviewed a sex toy.
Yeah, but we didn't turn the camera off.
That's true.
That's the line for you.
Is that the Patreon bonus episode? Is the one where you turn the camera off?
Okay, so they actually get less than notice the same exact thing.
It's but less, but more.
Well, the audio listeners actually got that same experience.
Yes. Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the, you know, like the video games where you can like turn on the mode where it's like black and white. You're literally removing data and you're making it better and different. So maybe we do that. Maybe we do a re-release where we turn the lights off.
You know when like you close your eyes and your sort of your other senses become more sensitive?
Yes.
I think maybe it's one of those things. It's like ASMR, but also a review.
I'm so sensitive right now. Oh. Whoa, what was that? That felt good. That's my review.
So, man, maybe I could start a business. I've only played with like silicone, two-part silicone once, and it was for the cat stand. It was a mold of my cat.
A fleshlight of your cat.
It's a mold of his feet. Such a bad segue. It's really cool. Silicone, like two-part silicone is extremely cool, and it makes me want to do more stuff, but I don't know what to do. I mean, I have some ideas now of what I could do. But those will be more of like the hobby stuff that I don't share with everybody.
Yeah,
it's carrots, by the way.
The best vegetable to fuck.
Yeah. Baby carrots.
Because you know, why do they make condoms so big, you know? Like if a condom was the size of a baby carrot, I think, you know, let's just say we're all thinking, fellas.
I've been complaining about this for years.
Yeah, I think that they would fit everyone way better. I mean, at least for us,
they are,
right?
So, yeah,
you don't need to boost my ego. It's making it worse. What was the psychological warfare thing where they were dropping like normal condoms on like Russia or something? Or was that just like a plan that they had?
No, I think they did that.
Did they do it?
Who did that?
It was the U.S. government. That's why I don't feel bad talking about any of this stuff, because the U.S. government's done far worse than any of the things we've done. They made like condoms in like Russian or something. And I'm totally... Do you want to fact check this?
We're just making fake news now.
I know.
This is all deep.
I think they made them like...
They made for normal
Americans.
Or small, like the physical size, but they, or no, they made them large physically, but then packaged
like
them.
This big.
Yes, like exactly. Yeah. But they labeled them as like small or medium.
Yeah. This is like for Americans, but they dropped them like, they like kind of left them in Russian places.
Yeah. And I think it was like, in Russian text and stuff.
Like
I don't know.
A PSYOP demoralization campaign
exactly
to make Russians think they had little penises so they didn't fight as good.
Right.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
I know.
That's like the gay bomb. Remember that one?
Yeah, that's real too. Or they tried to make it real. But I think it actually kind of was
real. Gay bomb.
How did that one work? How'd the gay bomb work?
It was just they were trying to, the U.S. Military was trying to come up with a drug that would make people so horny that they couldn't help but fuck each other.
Isn't that just like rave drugs?
I think it was like a pheromone.
The idea was it was going to be like a gaseous thing, like you know, mustard gas, except it's horny gas.
It's like a rainbow grenade.
Yeah, and so they would send, they would like bomb enemy bases, and everyone in there would get so horny that they'd have sex with each other, and then the morning after, they like couldn't look each other in the eye anymore, and then they wouldn't fight as good.
I love that.
It turned out that they were really good at that.
They're like, through the roof. Suddenly they were the most united army in the entire universe.
That's what they mean when they say boys will be boys.
Yeah, they were hoping for the opposite, where everyone would be so ashamed that they couldn't help but fuck each other.
Remember
the next
when you were a
morning.
Kid, you'd stay up late playing Super Smash with your bros?
It's like that.
Wait,
but
it's like that, but there's no N64.
It's like everyone's like, oh no, I think the U.S. bombed us with one of those gay bombs. Well, better.
Turns out it was just like an oil drum caught on fire.
Better go to town on each other, boys. Can't help it.
The war ended 40 years ago. What are you doing?
I'm having flashbacks.
Was the condom thing real, Liberty?
Yes and no.
No.
The best kind of yes. A yes and a no.
Just a no would have been embarrassing. All right, what's the no?
The no is that it was apparently a Winston Churchill joke to prank either the Russians or the Americans.
So it was just a joke or an idea?
It was a joke, but apparently some states considered it.
So it was actually. Yeah, that seemed. I feel like they've considered everything,
yeah,
but probably done a small fraction of it.
What about,
it was like
look up the gay
bombs, right?
Yeah.
I think
everything's
that is
on the
like,
table.
They did tests. They actually tested that one.
What could they possibly? I mean, other than like, I mean, I feel
chemicals,
like
chemicals. I don't know.
I don't really do any drugs, but from what I know about like ecstasy, would that not be like the closest thing?
I mean, they played around like LSD. I don't know if they forced anyone to make gay sex.
I mean, it wouldn't be forced. I mean, that ruined the point of it.
Well, because the idea is
or
like,
they force them. They ask if they like
it. They can't help themselves. Is the like?
I think
like,
it like removes the like the barrier in your brain.
The inhibition. You know? Yeah, that's why I feel like. Like, the U.S. military really just sort
of like
does whatever they want.
If you took this
want.
Drug, anything basically within like a 30-meter radius is susceptible
to it.
Just mailboxes, your rifle.
Yeah.
You take this the fuse out of a grenade.
The same generation that made the helicopter. They're like, we can literally do
it's
anything. They put a man on a moon. They tried to make men gay with smoke. They built a helicopter.
What a time to be alive.
I feel like how much progress was made technologically in that time? What do we do now? What part of the government is trying to make?
I feel like AI, it's going to, I think it like, we're going to reach a point where AI could develop a gay bomb for the human
it's
race.
It's Catboys, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Mm. Tom Scott just had a video actually
about Catboys.
About Catboys and fucking them, and also about AI. sorry, Tom. He doesn't listen to this.
No, he doesn't. No.
No, there's no way.
No, he definitely listens to this.
He was talking about like the kind of adoption curve, I think you could describe it as, for new technologies. And so he was like talking about how like for the internet, you had like Napster as like the very beginning of this curve of like essentially leading to Spotify
right.
of like for
like this is what people want like Napster sort of showed them the internet was
yeah
useful.
So it was like up until that point the model was you bought music you would pay to have a song in your possession and then Napster was like well what if you just had them
right.
And eventually it was like they like, you know, Spotify and other streaming businesses kind of worked out that idea, but in a way that was like financially
kind of like
sustainable.
Forced them to do it.
Yes.
Because the music industry is super archaic.
Yes.
It's like I feel like the music industry. We just talked to some people at YouTube who work on the music side of things. And ooh. I feel like the music industry is not actually making music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a business.
Yeah.
And the music happens to be this product, but they never really see it. It's like it's this in like. Machine, this industrial machine that is just trying to extract as much value out of the music as possible. Like that is what the industry does.
Yeah.
And they have artists who get a small, you know, pittance of that money generated. Yeah. And so I feel like to change the music industry.
Mm. Yeah. So I mean, you can imagine trying to explain kind of how all that works to someone in like 1990. It
no
wouldn't
way,
make any fucking sense. And so he was equating something like ChatGPT to where Napster was then. So it's like whatever is going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years, it'll be like what Napster did to music, but it'll be ChatGPT for who the fuck
for
knows.
People talking to each other.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So it's like it's this, I don't know, it feels like I feel very I'm excited to see some shit. I think
I
a lot of it's going to be bad, but I'm excited.
I have a feeling that there's a lot of cool things, but I have a feeling most of the things are going to be bad things.
All right. I have 2 points. Number one, gay bomb. was tested and researched, but they couldn't find anything that worked.
They just kept having regular gay sex and not drug-induced gay sex.
What worked the best?
I don't know.
There's got to be some that did better than others.
Probably.
It didn't say that. And if you're the U.S. government, you literally would try everything.
Yeah.
There was kind of, it said no pheromones. They could not find any pheromones.
Was it polyvinyl chloride?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Poor Ohio.
The frogs have had enough.
Oh, wait, no, that one just kills everything.
The frogs have had enough. Leave the frogs alone. The chemicals in the water, it's going to turn them straight again.
What worked on the frogs?
Oh, like birth control, I think. Something. It was like
getting in the water? Birth control makes frogs gay?
Yeah. Hello, Alex Jones. This was the one thing he was right about.
I thought it was Obama. That's my mouse pad. My mouse pad.
No, it was something like there was
Obama made the frogs gay?
Yeah. No, my something. Frog gay. Oh. It's the internet comment etiquette merch. That's a normal now.
Also, Alex Jones was not right about that. I'm not giving him any credit for anything. This was already discovered. He just like repeated the news. Mm. So
okay. And what was the second point?
Second point. I forgot. Yeah, like,
first point, gay bomb. Second point. I don't know.
Also,
there's something about ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So like, I already read things and hear things, and I'm like, this was written by ChatGPT.
Oh no.
And then I kind of realized that it was like it was fed garbage. So like, this is the kind of garbage you get out of it. Like, I hear ads on the radio, and I'm like, this person just totally typed in like, well, yeah,
huh? I already use it, and I like the last thing that I got approved by like the sponsor was almost entirely ChatGPT generated.
That's I saw some of the ones you guys are posting. They're not bad. They're like a little weird, but it works.
I mean, it's better than writing it yourself.
I mean, they literally give you talking points. They're like, say this.
And so you can feed that into ChatGPT and it'll arrange it for you in a way that like makes sense.
Or you could just listen to other YouTubers that have already done the same sponsorship and just copy them.
Yeah.
Or copy yourself from the other sponsorship.
But it still feels like it's so early that no one, I think, has really, really, at least not sort of like in YouTube, really like taken full advantage of what you might be able to do, but I don't even know
that channel to get GPT'd.
Oh yeah, there's a guy who made a video of me. He's actually got a series, like he's sort of done a couple of people where he writes a script with ChatGPT.
He says, write a William Osment video for me. And then it spits out
script. And then it's really, I mean, it's really bad. Honestly, it was really funny because
Are you sure
how
that
bad.
One's real? Because I feel
I think it's kind of real. Because
I feel like you'd have to try hard for it to do a bad enough job for it to be funny, if that makes sense.
No, it's funny in a bad way.
Okay. It's like he did it himself. Like he followed the instructions.
Yeah, you'd so it's like he sort of like it kind of pretends like it's my hands, but then the character is like just a cutout of me that's like procedurally animated. I don't know how that
kind of got like the South Park thing going on.
Yeah, it feels like an artificial animation because it's really like kind of bizarre. And then he has like the real stuff where it films like kind of like from like POV. Mm-hmm. And the one for me was a Skittle sorting machine, and basically the script is like you need these things. It's like colored paper and a motor and battery
and funnel.
Clear tape and a funnel,
a bag of
and it was like cut a hole in like the Tupperware, tape the funnel to it, or like use clear tape to attach the funnel, put the electric motor into the inside of the Tupperware,
and now and tape seven different colored pieces of paper to the bottom of the Tupperware container,
and then it was like, and now put Skittles in the funnel. And so literally it's just like they're just going into the Tupperware and there's no
and like sorting, around by the motor.
And he put like a little thing on the motor, so just like it just kicks them around, and there's like this epic shot just pointing down at it, and it's just the colors are all mixed on the like, completely wrong. And it was just like, it's really funny for like, it just sort of worked really well for like how bad.
I see.
But I think what worries me with ChatGPT is the stuff that you can't figure out. It's like the subtle things where it can do a good enough job with like short segmented things,
right?
Where you can't tell, or it's not obvious that it's AI. Like, you know, even the idea, I mean, we were talking about it, I don't know when, but like if you were to have it write comments on a channel of somebody you wanted to like tear down to make them feel really bad about themselves. So like if you wanted to target someone who was like, you know, doing political stuff, or, you know, maybe like, I mean, I don't know, you could probably pick one of any of these small channels that has a small community that's trying to make it and just degrade them and make them feel like people hate them.
Huh. just like a make your own like cyber bullying mob.
Right. And you basically you could use the transcript, pull topics from the video and to like try to generate comments.
This sounds like a Think of the Children kind of thing though. Like I don't think that's really
I don't know, man.
You could do that yourself.
Yeah, but I think that like that's even if that literally doesn't happen, that would be like a pipeline of like little tiny bite-sized morsels.
The slippery slope fallacy.
But look on like, you know, you go on Reddit, right? Let's say you look for like how often do you ever do Google search with Reddit at the end?
So like a couple of times.
Like, like HP laptop Reddit. And then you go to a Reddit thread where people talk.
That's the only way to do it.
Right. Yeah. It's very hard to find genuine reviews, and Reddit is one of the best sources for, you know, a people who have actually like used the product or service and who can recommend
it.
Or like
even
websites.
With ChatGPT number one.
Yeah. So like trying to find the legitimacy of websites, it's like go to, you know, search for the website, Reddit, and then you can kind of see like, is this website this? Is it website that? It's like you could literally create like automated systems to just slowly bias like positivity towards an HP laptop. Like imagine even there's a couple of comments like, oh, I have one, it's great.
Right.
ChatGPT could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, the battery lasts a long time. Like something where it's a little bit of context and you can publish them and there's like a little bit of randomization. It feels like genuine and real. Mm-hmm. And then you can have it like interact with other threads and make like pretty convincing fake people.
Yeah.
Not like what bots currently are where it's super obvious.
Yeah,
like
it's
on
like,
YouTube.
Oh, wow. I just participated in the Mr. Beast giveaway. Yeah, me too. Wow, I won $500. Wow, I wish somebody told me about this sooner. And it's, you know, you can spot that a mile
And that's
away.
All done by hand. Mm-hmm. So now imagine you've got a robot. Like robots are horrifying because they'll just do the same thing all day, every day.
And it has like
day,
a little
sleep.
Bit more like variance and kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. You know? And so then the platforms or whoever has to figure out a way to detect this sort of, you know, pattern. But if you now have, it's like, dude, it's bad.
It kind of feels almost like, I mean, it's like we're never gonna know until we like get there, right? But it's almost like there's a concept in security. I'm blanking on like the exact term, but basically there was like a very brief period of time in the world where like there was a time where
security by obscurity,
it was like there were locks that were unpickable for a few years, right? This was like Victorian era, I think, where it's like like before lock picking kind of caught up to the technology of locks, there was a brief period of time, it was like a few years, where you could lock something and know with 100% certainty that it would always be locked.
Yeah, there was
locked.
Nothing that you could use to like break the lock, nothing to pick the lock.
As of right now, there is not any lock in the world that does not have a way to pick
thanks it. Thanks to ChatGPT.
Yeah, thanks to ChatGPT. And lock picking lawyer.
ChatGPT will neg the lock so hard it opens on its own.
So it's like there was like a handful of years where you could lock something and know it was unpickable. And that never happened again. Once that lock was broken, after that point, every new lock that was invented was always essentially defeated soon after.
Thanks to the lock-picking lawyer.
Exactly. And so it's like now you've got a situation where it's like we had this kind of like golden age where we sort of knew with like high certainty that it was like stuff that you would read on the internet was made by a person. Even if it was like a bot, they were shitty enough usually where it's like you could tell.
Yeah, like the individual lines were written by a person.
Right, where it's like you still had to have a human involved in the process.
But now it's almost like the lock's been picked. And so it's like you can never, ever, ever with certainty count on that anymore.
I mean, we saw like when we talked to Niall Green, Mr. Green, and you know, some people were upset saying, you know, if you stifle the creativity and whatnot. And it's like, what just happened? What just happened? Literally the worst case scenario for the deepfakes.
Yeah.
I'm worried that whole, you know, debacle was the best advertising for that content.
Yeah. I mean, I think that website did have like a huge spike and then it was like,
well, because that was like put in the spotlight of literally the first time it happened, you're about to get nuked. Like, but that to me is like the part that I'm like worries me is because like the Niall Green stuff is great and fine. But the problem is there's this very weird threshold of like consent where he started doing it kind of with just the assumption that he could do it. And then it turned into a money-making endeavor. And then it starts to get complicated. And that's literally what happened with the AI porn. They were selling it. They were taking people's likeness. They were making the sort of the most vulnerable content you could ever make and put on the internet. Like that is sort of like you cannot go back from that. And they were making money off of selling essentially the most sensitive thing they could take
but
from
then
somebody.
It comes back to security through obscurity, right? You can't prove that this is me. And once that's out there, it's like, that's not me. And also, like, you know,
but it's still like there's something, it's still like a violation. Like, it's the sort of the most violating, like, one. I mean there's a lot of bad things, but it's like, that would be, to me, that would be really bad. The thing is,
you could have all, like, always photoshopped somebody's head onto a naked person's body forever.
There's something worse about video, though. Yeah. I mean, it's such a scary precedent. Well, because
you saw the Twitch never-ending Seinfeld stream, right?
Yes, that one? Yeah.
And it got taken down because it kind of accidentally made a bad joke.
But I feel like I watched it and it felt like the joke itself was a bad joke.
Yeah, it was kind of like the joke itself was something you could imagine, like, one of the characters on It's Always Sunny telling to, like, sort of show that they were a bad person.
It was, like, sort of an in-the-show joke, not a joke the show made.
So, I mean, honestly, like, you know, the context might have I feel like it probably would have worked if it was the human show?
It was AI generated Seinfeld, where they must just have taken all the scripts and they were using they weren't using ChatGPT.
I think they switched around, because when the joke that got them kicked off of Twitch happened, I think they partially blamed that they had to switch
models,
chat engines. Yeah.
So it was like creating procedurally animated Seinfeld, which I'm not sure how that worked, but apparently it was a shit ton of work what they did for this.
So, because then it was not just, so you had the text.
Was there video too?
Yeah.
So the video wasn't, it was not like, it was rendered. It wasn't a neural network, I don't think.
I don't know the details, but
or
it was
there's
like
a bunch of different pre-made things, and it would kind of match to the right
scenes. It was like creating scenes maybe from like pre-existing assets, but it was creating scenes and creating dialogue and speaking the dialogue and showing the scenes entirely on its own forever.
Showing the people like speaking the dialogue.
Yeah, and it was like old video games kind of graphics. Yeah, but whole thing was designed so it could go forever.
Yeah.
It was
like one episode that goes forever.
It was a never-ending episode of Seinfeld. So it was like, that's sort of like, you know, looking at that and seeing sort of a possible future where that's sort of like the baby version where it's like, in the future, could you have something where it's like you type in a genre of movie, some actors you want to see, and like an overall, like, you know, a tagline to the plot, and then it just creates a 2-hour movie for you with anyone you want to see in it.
Do you know what people are going to type into that box immediately?
Porn! Yeah. Porn!
Michael Bay has sex with Michael Bay on one of the Japanese planes from Pearl Harbor movie. They're on the wing.
National Treasure, but Nicolas Cage is naked.
Oh, and he's searching for George Washington's coffin. And George Washington's also naked.
Like, you can see it's like, you know, that's kind of so far off in terms of like the amount of actual like computing happening, but it's like you can see like the glimmer of that in this Infinity
There's
Seinfeld
a glimmer,
episode.
Glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
It's like a Star Wars movie, a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, which you could make yourself if you
Darth
just
Vader
type in,
wearing
like,
a suit
for a Star Wars
and
movie
he has
glimmer
sex with Yoda in lava.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, you know, once if you've got that capability, then you can just put yourself in the movie too. Take
Ooh,
enough video
I am
pictures of yourself.
Darth Vader, and then you realize he very rarely takes his helmet off. The AI is like, easiest job I've ever done.
I want to watch self-insert porn of me in Star Wars having sex with Jabba the Hutt.
4K.
While
4K
Yoda watches.
Moody 4K
from
Moody
a quarter mile away.
Dynamic color.
Yoda senses it in the Force.
He senses an abnormally large Force.
But so it's like, you know, if you've got something large like that, what are the implications for like everything? Do you still make movies if that can be a thing that people can do? Do you still want to make a Hollywood movie if someone can just type in Keanu Reeves making out with Nicolas Cage in whatever movie you want to see?
We'll be free. Finally be free. Well, it's like basically what you're describing is the robot singularity
for
you know?
Entertainment, I guess.
Yeah, but I think if it hits that point, it's already taken over every other aspect.
I think
it's already done.
Yeah, I think that I feel like is pretty far off. I'm more like right now, it seems like the ability to take something from people that they don't want to give is literally happening.
Yeah, like
and
right now.
That's the scariest part. I mean, like there's really nothing more disturbing than somebody, you know, pulling like your kind of most vulnerable assets and then making money off it. It's like, A, you're being exploited. Mm-hmm. B, people are seeing you in a way that you never wanted them to see you, which is like very disturbing.
Yeah.
C, you're not even making any money off it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst part. Yeah, it's like, come on. You're not even getting paid for this discomfort and exploitation.
What if it's more like a licensing thing in the future? Like,
you
put yourself into this computer, you give them all your assets, you like speak a lot of lines, and then...
That's totally fine. Mm. If you are okay
and
with it...
you got to pay like whatever, how many credits to it.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace credits.
It, the problem is it gives people the ability to do whatever they want without any of your consent, no matter how malicious or, you know, totally like fine.
I think it will kind of end up being like a lot of, you know, corporate kind of secret sauce AIs where it's like, you know, you go to the Amazon AI and it, you know, it can make all these movies for you or something like that, but it's still tied to Amazon. They're like trade secret AI bots.
Right. Yeah.
Something like that. Or like, you know, oh my God, there's the Netflix streaming AI bot. And then you have the Disney.
It's like always shittier than all the other ones.
If you want the Disney
characters.
Just makes
like straight to DVD movies.
If you want the Disney characters, you have to pay for the Disney streaming AI bot service.
Frozen 300.
Yes, I want to see 300 iterations of the movie Frozen. Holy, but like a kid would literally do that.
Yeah.
A kid would watch one.
They watch Spider-Man Elsa pissing in bathtubs on YouTube.
Except now it can just come straight from YouTube.
Disney figured out how to monetize it.
Hell. I think that's like one of the issues here is like, you know, it's like we don't even know what is on the horizon for this, but we do know what the incentives are. And the incentives that people are going to use this for are all terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much just like entertainment and malicious.
Imagine
and informative.
Yeah. Imagine like,
but the monkey brain just wants the first two.
Imagine how bad this is going to be at like a smaller scale for like individuals who aren't online. Like it's bad for individuals online, but at least like you've got enough public presence to like make a big stink about it. Imagine, you know, there's like, you know, kids, and I guarantee this has happened. It's kids at school.
Definitely going to be worse for kids at school.
Bullying is going to go through the roof once everyone's got all that free
and
time.
And it's the nerds who are going to be on
Revenge
top.
Revenge of the nerds.
It's, dude, I
finally,
am
the nerds
so
aren't the
glad.
Bottoms anymore. The nerds are,
I'm so nerds glad we went to high school when the internet was much like more manual place where you had to do things by hand.
I don't know how anyone is going to become the president in the future.
No.
Like, I mean, AOC had enough problems just because she was in like a music video in college or whatever. Yeah. And like that was like right at the like the very end of that.
Imagine how much damage you could do by distributing fake porn of politicians and just broadcasting people sharing, and it's like it's fake. But like even
I think they're kind of immune to it, like you said.
I don't know, dude. I think even just like the subconscious of just injecting the idea that this person, like, it, remember, well, I mean, we'll talk about like specific stuff, but like sometimes like accusations that come out against people turn out to be totally false, but the news articles have already run and those headlines have already been published, and it sits in people's heads. Like there's a couple I could talk about right now that I almost don't even want to just to not even bring it up again, because that's the problem, is like the fact that that still exists in my head even though it's totally bullshit.
That connection is just like it's there.
It's just there.
Some
and you can't get rid of it.
Shit.
Yes. And that's why
some giant condom being normal size shit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look at like, you know, even like all the politician memes of like, you know, even with like Donald Trump, where they're, you know, all the stuff where it's like, oh, he's wearing a diaper, or he's this or he's that, or like Joe Biden walking up the airplane steps and tripping. And it's like they take that and it's like, look at the stupid old man who poops his pants and the stupid old man who trips on stairs. Like everybody's tripped on stairs. Everyone's pooped their pants. And it's like
doing it right now.
Exactly. I've been doing I did it way earlier and I'm just praying to God I can make it to the bathroom without anybody noticing. And it's like you could make this material, and even if it's obviously fake, it does not matter.
You know, if you have an AI powerful enough, you could like simulate the entire universe, and like you could tell the future and you could tell the past.
That's the thing. It's like it's almost by us talking about like what we think the potential problems are, it's almost like guaranteed that those are not going to be the actual problems that happen in the future. It's going to be something we just cannot even
like, something so bad.
I don't know. I think that we have to wrap it up.
No.
Okay, well, I have one more point
to make
anyway.
Liberty says you should always wrap it up.
So one thing about ChatGPT that I never got to say is that it's so, like, I think it's so bland, the way that it talks and interacts. It's like, if you want to search for, say, like, how does a, like, transformer work? I feel like it pulled that information from, like, a company that makes Transformers from like their About Me page.
Yeah, I mean,
like, there's no nuance to the conversation at all, and it talks like it's almost like reading you an ad.
Yes, but
so that's why when I search for something, I always have to type in like, how does a Transformer work? Reddit. And then it'll give me kind of like a more personal, like real description of how this works.
Right.
And also, the only way that it talks is like a very new way of speaking. I feel like, you know, if you listen to all news reporters, they kind of have the same cadence and tone and
right.
like limit of information that they give you. I kind of wish that they would go back in time and like pull maybe stuff from old books.
I think that, like that's all in the prompting, because I've seen like some examples of like some truly bizarre things that people have done with it. Like just have you tried to have it write any like code?
Yeah, I have.
That's the, I mean,
it works.
It's I mean, well what have you?
It gets horrifically close.
Yeah, because
yeah.
What I started doing was like at first I started off like, because I figured it would have to be really specific. So I was like, you know, code for a robot to drive in a circle, like, and the, you know, the, it has these motors and using these pins. Like I was like trying to help it as much as possible. And I had a thought, I was like, what if I just didn't? Like, what would happen? Yeah. I said, give me Arduino code for a robot yeah. that can drive around a table.
That's it will literally like, tell you what motor drivers to buy.
Yeah.
It will, like, in the comments of the code, it'll say, using this motor driver connected to this pin, connected to this.
When I did not specify, I just said that will drive in a circle around a table. It put in a variable for the diameter of the table because it knew that it could be anything because I didn't tell it.
Do you remember what I gave it? What? Draw a smiley face on a GLCD.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to say, like, looking at the code, I'm like, this should just run. But also, that's my own code. Usually, I think that, too. And you realize that you didn't put it.
Yeah, the secret is probably in the smiley face might not look like a smiley face, but it looked
draw a big circle. Like, in the code, it was, like, drawing the big circle. Then it drew the, like, smaller circles, another circle. Yes. And then it drew, like, another circle for, like, an open mouth. Yeah, so it wasn't, like, a smile, but it was, like, a, you know.
Yeah.
And it was, like...
Yeah, the fact that like you could tell it to draw a face, that seems like such an abstract thing.
I didn't
thing.
Say how big to draw it. Yeah. I didn't say anything. It was just draw a smiley face on a GLCD. Didn't even say, it was like a graphical LCD. It's like, but I said GLCD and it came up with code that did basically exactly that. Like that blew my mind.
Yeah.
That's easy to take examples from this code and this code and kind of mash it together.
But you could do it yourself, but it would take you probably, if you're new, a few hours.
Yeah, all you have to do.
There was Jake had an issue with his Iron Man project. And I remember I was talking to him about it, and I had like one of those shower moments where I like literally, I forget, I think I was like taking a nap or something. I literally like woke up, I was like, what if it was, yeah. And then I texted Jake. I was like, you know, did you use like input pull up when you're saying the input resistors, the input pins? And he was like, oh no, I didn't. I was like, okay, that explains everything. Right. And so I, with ChatGPT, put in the prompt that Jake would have used, like very high level, and it remembered to do input pull up. It remembered to do it because that's like, I showed Jake and he was like, well, yeah, everybody's better at code than me. Like he had very low expectations for himself. But I was like, you realize like I gave it like a sentence to describe this kind of like multi-system thing he had going on with like when a button would push and when the EDFs would turn on and accelerate. And it's like the thing, like it was able to not just, you know, write a giant block of Arduino code. It separated it out. It was like, this is the code for the master Arduino. This is the code for the other one that's controlling the motors. Yeah. This is how they're going to be connected. And it looked, I mean, again, we didn't actually throw it on his Iron Man suit, but it looked better than his.
You think ChatGPT is just like Mechanical Turk, where it's just a human frantically typing?
That would be the best outcome of this, right? Is revealing that the whole thing was just a con from the beginning.
Torturing the poor, like Turk torture.
Yeah.
The one that I saw on Twitter that was the most kind of like just insane to me, and it was like it's all about like prompting it correctly, because there's a couple of things you have to work around too, because there are things that it is blocked from doing depending on what you prompt it. But it was like someone essentially told ChatGPT to behave as if it was
Dan,
like it was a computer. So it was you are a Linux terminal, you are running Linux, like all of these commands right now, like these are Linux commands, you are a Linux computer.
This guy beat ChatGPT, he won.
And so then it's like the output, like he suddenly is in a terminal. Yeah. That he can do like CD, like look at their directory. There was files in there. So he started looking through the files that ChatGPT had just invented as, and you could run all of the commands that you normally do in Linux in the fake Linux that ChatGPT was running in the chat.
Can you get root access to?
Well, I think he actually, I might be conflating these, but I think he also then like used it to connect to a fucking like RSS feed and then started like talking to fake people in the fake computer.
Wow. That's pretty deep.
And the whole thing was completely fabricated, but internally consistent.
That's freaky.
Yeah. So then he's like, he's talking to like some woman in Nebraska who doesn't exist in a chat, in a feed that doesn't exist, in a computer that doesn't exist.
I think we could make a sex hotline with ChatGPT. I think that would be the easiest thing. And I think we could charge boomers money and they would have no idea they're talking to a computer.
Hey, okay. Should we let him out of the bag or keep them in there?
The farts?
Yeah.
The person, let them ferment.
The person that I put in there.
Last time.
Do you want to look at it and make sure they're still alive?
Oh, is this a little trick, a challenge for the editor? You have to remember what name went in there?
Yeah. Yep. This is, wow, we're creating a lot of work now.
I forget who I put in there, but... Okay, you ready? No, don't rip it out. Just do it nicely.
Okay, they
were pretty lively last time.
Okay, yeah, let's let them out. Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon. You give us the courage to talk about unforgivable things that will forever ruin our careers because they came out of our mouth. Oh, here is the list, if it's not already going, of all the people that support us. If you would like to support us, we've got lots of extra content, like the last week where we opened the taxidermy Pikachu.
No, they're dead.
They fell onto the ground.
Oh, no.
And this week, the extra. What is the extra this week? Q&A? Are we just going to do Q&A? Where we do Q&A. So if you would like some additional content after this, we are going to answer your Discord questions, which you can get access to by supporting us on Patreon. We don't have a public Discord because when you make public Discords, they just go south really fast. This one's better. It is. It actually is. It's not a lie. And if you would like to support us at the highest tier, you get a Polaroid of one of us every 3 months of support. And it's signed. What more could you ask for? Probably a lot.
Pretty much anything else. That's pretty good.
I hope that sales pitch worked. Why is your...
Mine.
That's yours?
Unless you were going to be mad, then it's Alan's.
No, that's not. No, that's definitely yours.